Hey, you gotta, yeah.
Well, you know, some of these frame houses around here, are any of them on the outside constructed so that the boards overlap each other or something like that?
Yeah, we haven't.
Is that called anything in particular?
Oh, ship lapping.
No.
No.
That's the wood, kid.
No, that's the...
The wood is named wood armor.
No, I don't know what that could be called offhand.
See, a lot of people have the overlap, that's like he is next door, they've changed.
But I had the ship lapping.
She had the ship lapping. We got the ship lapping. We don't have the asbestos siding like she had. We get that average. Now, a great many people recently have tried, have put on this...
It's called ship lapping. Overlap, what is that called?
Aluminum siding, which we haven't gotten to yet. We have the house painted now, and it costs almost as much as putting on another siding, another protection. Now, we've got ship lamp, which is ordinary 1x6s or 1x8s ship lamp. Then we've got this cypress siding, it's wood. Now, Ms. has asbestos siding in addition to that. On the inside, we've got the wall, shiplap wall, plus what is this?
Sheetrock.
You see.
Have you ever heard that called weatherboarding?
Yes. That may be that we have outside that weatherboarding.
Okay.
It's an additional wall besides your inner wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would call it.
The weatherboarding is flat.
That's ship lap. Weatherboarding is like this. Like we have.
On that side, overlap?
Yeah. I would call that weatherboarding, man. What else can you call it?
Have you ever heard that called clapboarding? Clapboards? It's weatherboards around here.
No, I've never heard that expression.
Mm-hmm.
That may be a shiplap.
Mm-hmm.
It's another wall, and it's not. It's an undressed wall.
Undressed wall.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Let's see.
No music, Miller.
Okay. What do people around here call a place that has washing machines in it and dryers that are coin operated? That you can go to
Washiterias. Yeah.
Well, what about a container that you might have in your bathroom where you put your soil or dirty clothes
dirty clothes happen.
I see. We were talking about the house yesterday. The word that you use for the part of the house that covers the whole thing, you call that just
roof?
Now, on houses around here, right on the edge of the roof. Are they usually these things that are designed to carry off the rainwater?
Gutters?
You call those gutters.
Yeah.
Well, say if you had a house that had different slopes of the roof, maybe a place...
Gables?
Well, I know what you're talking about, but a place where two different slopes come together, maybe something like this.
A valley?
That would be a valley. Now, that is that's different from a gutter.
Yes. Gutter to me is a one part of the house. Well, the valley, move the water through a downspout, a gutter. While a valley is part of the roof.
Excuse me, could you show him that, the one on the back?